This is the seventh day of the session. And you came already too far. So you cannot, you know, give up. So only way is to stay here. And I feel I had a very good crap. You may feel you are not yet ripened, but even though you are still ripened, but if you stay in our storehouse anyway, it will be good apples. Page Street apples. Ready to to be served. So I have nothing to worry. And I don't think you have any more worry about your practice. Perhaps some of you started session because you have too many things to solve. Or some of you must have thought, if you come and sit here, maybe your problem will be solved. But, you know, the problem which is any, whatever problem it may be, something which is given to you could be solved anyway. Because Buddha will not give you anything any more than you can solve and you need. Whatever it is, whatever problem it may be, the problem you have is just enough problems for you. So I think you should trust him, you know. Just enough. Not too much, and you know, and he, if it is not too much, Buddha is ready to give you some more problems. Just to survive, you know, just to appreciate problems, Buddha is always giving you something. Because if you have nothing to cope with, you know, it may be a terrible life. As if you are, no. It is like problem without life is to sit in this center for 7 days without doing anything. But, you know, I think you have had many problems to cope with in this Zendo. Or maybe more problems than you had in the city. You think it is easy to solve problems in Zendo rather than in the city. But actually it is not so. You will find out more problems which you have had. But why you didn't feel so is you are fooled by something. And because of that, you couldn't find out the problems you had. And if you do not, you know what kind of problem you have, the result will be terrible, you know. Unexpected problem will appear, you know. But it is not something which you didn't have, you know. Nothing will happen. No problem will happen if you do not have, you know, originally if you do not have problems. Because you had problem, the only result came out when you did not expect. So it is better to, you know, find out problems earlier, as soon as possible. But in our practice, there is no need. You don't have to worry what will happen to us. Because Buddha will give you, you know, just enough problems. I think that is, you know, to sit. We sort of students sit, you know, facing to the wall. In other words, facing to Buddha with your back face, back front face and back face. I don't know how to say, how to express it. You know, you sit, you know, like this. Buddha is there, and trusting him. You know, if you make some mistake, Buddha may say, turn over. It means that you are involved in some dualistic problem, you know. You have some problem in sense of duality, you know. So Buddha says, you know, turn over. And you should listen to him, you know. But usually, if you trust him completely, you know, there is no need to face the Buddha. This is the attitude of complete trust. You know, your enemies or some problems, you know, will, you know, come from the back, not from the, you know, the front. So to expose your back to the Buddha means to express the complete trust with Buddha. And even though you have problem which you don't need, which you feel you don't need, or too much, which you feel too much problems, but trusting him, you should sit with problems And at the same time, you should be ready to refuse it if it is too much. But this will not be necessary, you know. There will not be no need to refuse it, because more and more the problems you think problem will change into something you need. So you know that if I refuse problem, I may regret. So I must keep. Anyway, I must keep this. Because I am not so sure if this is real problem or Buddha's help, you know. Maybe better to keep it and use it in this way, you know. Okay. Anyway, it will understand what Buddha gave us. And Buddha may say, if you really don't need it, any time I will accept it. Give it back to me. But if Buddha says so, you may think, you know, or maybe better to keep it. There may be some meaning, you know, in this problem. Better to keep it. And you should sit. If you sit in this way, you will find various problems as a kind of valuable treasures, which is indispensable for you, and especially indispensable for Zen students. So before you sit, before you accept yourself as you are, and before you before you accept the problem you have, your possession, you cannot sit in its true sense. But if you fix your mind, trusting him, and sit, then in it there's no confusion or problems anymore. What you should do is to wait, to be patient enough. And wait until the problem will make some sense to you, until you can appreciate your being here and your being, your position, whatever it is. That is how you practice Zazen. So if you only practice Zazen, there's no need to expect Buddha to help you. Buddha is always helping you. But usually, what we are doing is refusing Buddha's offer. For instance, if you, you know, ask help, ask some special help from a special person, you know, it means that you are refusing, you know, Buddha's offering. And asking for some other things, which is not here yet. So you are refusing him. You are refusing what you have already. And you are refusing to accept treasures you have. You are like a pig, you know. When I was young, as my father was very poor, he raised many pigs. And if you give pigs a bucket of food, you know, if you are not there, he will eat it. As long as you are there, he will not eat it, expecting me to give more food. So you must be very careful. And you, if you put, you know, if you move, he will kick out the food from the bucket. I think that is what you are doing, you know. Just to cause more problem for you, you seek for something. But there is no need for you to seek for anything. You have plenty. And you have just enough problem. This is mysterious thing, you know. Mystery of the life. We have just enough problem. Not too much or not too little. So there's no need to ask something for anybody. There's no need to ask anyone's help. If you are patient enough, if you are strong enough to accept it. But when you are not strong enough to accept it, accept problem, or strong enough to sit calmly and peacefully, trusting Buddha. Yeah, I said trusting Buddha. I already give you the answer. Only way may be to trust Buddha, you know, to trust your being, why you are here, how you are here. You know, because you are helped, and because the way you are helped is perfect, you exist here. If it is too much, you will die. If it is too little, you will die. You are, you know, receiving something, you know, as much as you need, just as much as you need. So only way is, you know, to trust him, or to trust your being here. That is, you know, speed of Zen. Zen master, you may think Zen master is, all the Zen master is very tough. He looks like very tough, you know, when you need him to be tough. But, you know, he's not tough, so tough. He's just tough enough for you. That's all. Actually, you don't need your master. if you really, if you know how to practice Zazen. It is already, the last day. Perhaps, if you have this kind of understanding, I think if you have problem still, if you are blue apple yet, blue or green apple, not blue. After being red, you will be blue. That's too late. Maybe better than green. To stay green. If you feel you are still green, but even though you feel you are still green, maybe you want to continue this session more, I think. I'm so sure about it. Last day will be the day for to make our practice meaningful, How to make our practice meaning will be our schedule. So I want you just to sit, and to be ready to go to market, or to be ready to be served for Zen students. That is all what I wanted to say this morning. So let's sit more and to have a full appreciation of our practice. The sixth Patriarch said, to dwell on emptiness, and to keep calm mind is not Zazen, he said. Or he said, just to sit in sitting position is not Zen. But we say, you have to just sit. And if you don't understand what is a practice, and stick to those words, you will be confused. But if you understand what is real then. It is quite usual warning, you know, a kind of warning for us. Now, our session is almost end. But and some people maybe, you know, go back to their home and participate or involved in previous everyday activities. But if you practice, if you have been practicing through Zazen, you will not, you know, you may be happy to go back to your everyday life. You may be encouraged, you know, by our practice to in going back to your everyday life. But if you feel, you know, if you feel hesitate to go back to your go back to your city life or everyday life, it means that, you know, you still stick to Zazen. So that is why the sixth patriarch said, if you, you know, dwell on emptiness and stick to your practice, then that is not true Zazen. When you practice Zazen, moment after moment, you accept what you have now and what you have in that moment, and satisfying with everything you do, and you don't have any complaint because you just accept it, then that is Zazen. Or even though you cannot do that, you know what you should do. Then sitting Zazen will encourage you to do some other things. Just as you accepted your painful legs, you accept difficult everyday life. Because city life, may be more difficult than your Zazen practice. So, Zazen practice will encourage you to have more difficulties. If you understand in this way, what is Zazen? That is right understanding. If you have, especially in your 7 days practice, having some taste of real practice, without losing the taste of practice, and continue your busy activity, then that will be great encouragement, even though you are difficult, and even though you are busy, you have always, you know, taste of calmness of your mind. Not because you stick to it, but because you enjoy it. There's some difference to stick to it and to enjoy it. When you enjoy it, you don't have to stick to it. So, if you have real, you know, taste of practice, you can enjoy it all the time, incessantly. Whatever you do, that taste is not something you have to stick to it. Something you have to recall it. That is, you know, true enlightenment. But even though you think you attained enlightenment, you know, when you are busy, when you are in some difficulty, and you think you need, you know, to have that experience again, that is not real enlightenment, because that enlightenment is something you have to stick to it. But real enlightenment is always with you, and no need for you to stick to, there's no need even to think about it. It is always with you. So difficulty itself is enlightenment. Busy life itself is enlightened activity. That is true enlightenment. But even though you want to have a taste of true practice, you know, it may be difficult to have it. Only way to have it is, you know, just to continue right practice according to following the right instruction and right teacher. That is the only way. If you follow right schedule in your practice, you know, naturally, or someday, you may have a taste of it. Nowadays, you know, you make date, you know. Young people are making date. But, you know, enlightenment is not something which you can meet by date. But if you, you know, follow, if you organize your life, if you get up at some certain time and pick up back lunch at certain time and go out for the work, then if you have some girlfriend or boyfriend, you know, you will meet her, you know, without any date. There's no need for you to make date. At some certain time, she will come to the corner. You usually see her, you know. That is a way, you know. It is rather foolish to make phone call, you know. It is, you know, it is troublesome, you know. And if you meet her by date, you know, by telephone call, you know, hey, I'm leaving now. if she doesn't come to the corner, you know, you will be irritated. If you do not make any date, you know, and if she come at some certain time to the corner, you will be really happy. That is, you know, how you attain enlightenment. It is not laughing matter. I'm talking about something real, you know. I think you will agree with me. That is, you know, how not to stick to enlightenment. Not to make any date. Means not to expect enlightenment or stick to enlightenment. Being encouraged by enlightenment, by seeing her, even though you don't say anything, you don't talk with her, just have a glance of her is enough. And all day long you will be happy. But if you, you know, are demanding too much of her, then already it means that you stick to enlightenment. That is what he, the sixth patriarch meant when he said, just to, you know, dwell on emptiness is not true practice. Originally, he attained enlightenment by one famous statement. Without dwelling on anything, you will have true mind. If you do, so it means that if you stick to something, you will lose your enlightenment. Even though you try hard, you know, in making an appointment or a date, it doesn't work. If you attain enlightenment in that way, you know, it may not be, most of the time, it may not be true enlightenment. The enlightenment you will have in that way is enlightenment which you will stick to, and which, and is not something which is always with you, which will always encourage you. At this point, it's very important. So, even though we finish our session, we should continue well-organized life. And to have real enlightenment. When you practice hard according to the right instruction of your teacher, then that is how you have real enlightenment experience. In this session was very fruitful session, and some of you already had a good taste of our practice. Even though you haven't real taste of practice, I think you knew, you have understood how you practice Zazen. So, what you should do from now on is to continue our true practice. Thank you very much.